This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Brissett joins me right after the first break. And I always appreciate her time with me because, you know, she has a clue. I don't. I try to. It doesn't mean I always do. But anyway, the, God, come over here. All right. There's so much going on. Over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's midway for a lot of us to make a few bucks online. Couldn't do it with, you know, Facebook or Twitter or any of those. I mean, that's just unreal. Okay? MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe gets you anywhere between 30 and 70% off of your, you know, whatever you buy there. Yeah, you put it in once you get it all in the cart, and then it'll give you your final price. Some are buy one, get one free. There's all kinds of stuff going on up there. It's American-made. You keep Americans in business. You're giving your money. His profits usually go to causes and things that you and I have in common, that you and I want to fight. So why not do it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, you get there. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, sheets, pillowcases, mattress covers, all kinds of stuff. Not a problem. Good. Matter of fact, for America's birthday, you need to buy your honey something. That's really what it boils out to. Well, yeah, somebody's birthday. You got to buy something for somebody. Anyway, the Joe Biden's been touting his economic nightmare, trying to say that he got an economic disaster when he came in, which wasn't true. The economy was strong. It was coming back after the COVID-19 lockdowns. I mean, Trump's economy was doing well, was moving in the right direction, okay? They just want to keep lying. Look it up yourself if you have to. And right now, credit card debt is up. Interest rates on credit cards up. Because people don't want to give up what they got. They're not giving up their cash. They're putting it on credit cards. And the heck with it. They'll either default on them or they'll catch up on them later on in life. There are quite a few doing that. When you look at the defaults going on, the credit cards, defaults going on, I mean, they're up. The Walgreens, one of the easiest places in the world to go and go shopping. They're closing 150 stores across the country. Why? Oh, because they're being robbed clean. It's because they say the economy's bad. And they don't know where it's going. It's slowing down, and there's going to be problems. You know, so Joe Biden came out after the SCOTUS ruling today on, or opinion, I should say, on the affirmative action case. And what I thought was really funny, I want you to think about this. When it came to Roe versus Wade and other things, they said, hey, the ruling of Supreme Court is not the final word. I mean, it is the final word when it came to Roe versus Wade. Remember that? It's the final word. Let's go to, they're it. They're the top of the food chain. That's it. End of discussion. Yeah, not now. Biden says the affirmative action ruling can't be, won't be the last word. Right? And all I want to say to him, although I know he doesn't listen to the show, blow his head up. It's SCOTUS. It's the Supreme Court. They have the opinion. They'll make the opinion. They came up with the ruling that it was unconstitutional. Hello. The pesky thing that Obama always said got in the way. He actually had the cojones to say, hey, look, you know, yeah, I'd love to do that, but the Constitution gets in my way. All right? I'd love to do something like that. I would love to do what our founding fathers thought was wrong to do. Because we can't be a socialist nation that way. That's really what it was with him. He wanted to be a socialist nation. End of discussion. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And you can't let them get away with it. You know, it's just like Zoe just said. They set these rules. They set these guidelines. They do all this stuff. You got to step up. You got to say something. You got to do something. Look, right now, you had California... of all places, California, the black community, the reparations task force come together, and they're yelling and they're screaming about how, you know what, that's it, we're done, it's time for a divorce. They think if they divorce, and this is how intelligent they are, they think if they divorce themselves from the state. All right, you listening? They'll get half of everything. They're not too swift. They must have gone to a California school. Look, I don't know any way. I really don't know any other way to put it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Several of the attendees at the California Department of Justice Final Reparations Task Force, they created a scene during the public comment section of the event. They demanded reparations from the board. Right, several of these California residents took advantage of their opportunity to address the board, directly yelling into the mic that the time of reparations is now. One encouraged the crowd attendants to raise their fists and chant their desires for restitution, while others stood up and screamed for a divorce settlement of sorts. Just amazing. Again, a state that did not have black slaves. Didn't allow it. Joe Matilla, your host. Be back in a few minutes with Dr. B. Don't go far.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Global Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-4-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you are involved, that you are engaged. Because it really is, you know, I say it all the time, it's the only way you win, but you got to have information. Because if you don't have that information, then you will lose. You will fail at what you do. They'll run circles around you. But don't listen to me. I don't have a clue. That's why I bring on the experts. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does pretty much every week. We kind of go through some of the stuff that's going on during the day. The real psychological mental health issues of your and yourself, not just your teens, but yourself as well. So, Dr. B, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it.
Hey, My pleasure. And stop selling yourself short. You do know what you're talking about.
I am
about.
Short.
That's why. Oh, my goodness. You know, I appreciate what you said about don't give up. And, you know, so many people are. And I'm like, well, why are you not? This is not saying for anybody to do any harm to themselves. Right. But why are we on this planet still? Why are we still in this? Why were we created for a time such as this? And America is still America, and we've got to keep fighting. And because it's America, we have every right and ability more than any other country to make our voice known. And it's actually working. I was looking at the stats that the White House put out, because I'm involved with the Faith Advisory Council, Faith Advisory Board, still with the White House. And yes, it still exists, even though Joey's in office. I know, little.
I'm only laughing because did they actually let you in, or did they just wave at you like,
right?
Go by, right?
It's so funny because in the name of equality, right, they continued the Faith Advisory Board. And when I worked with Trump and Melania on these faith issues, you know, for 4 years, I thought that, you know, they would just end it, but they didn't. They continued it, and I'm still on the calls. We're working on the border. Are you there still?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm listening.
Okay. Sorry.
You got me.
My thing cut up.
We're working
on the border crisis right now, and it's so incredible what they're doing. That all of these boys and girls that are trafficked, for instance, and this is why, you know, back to my point, do not give up. We're able to go down to the border, and I haven't been yet, but I'm signing up to do so, and just counsel and witness to them and pray over them. And so just when you think that the Biden administration is completely
bunk,
you know, just right,
I said it,
because they had to keep this faith advisory board. And there are pastors that go down there weekly to really help these trafficked individuals, and there are a lot. And like I said before, someone just texted me, what people do you see coming in at the border? And I'm guessing you mean nationality-wise, and it is still overwhelmingly Chinese people. It is. Wow. There's a huge influx of people from China, and that makes me nervous. That really makes me nervous. Of course, you've got the usual, you know, Hondurans, Cubans, Mexicans, but the amount of Chinese that we are seeing, just FYI, is just very interesting to me. It's just a shocker.
They must all know how to walk on water to get to the border, right? I mean,
I guess so.
I can't imagine they had the money to fly a plane into Mexico.
Right? Not at all. No, it's just mind-blowing, you know, the things I find out on these calls, because we're not going to hear it in the mainstream media. So just know, really, this is all to my point, is don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Please support your, in prayer and financially, and getting them reelected, your conservative congressmen and women, because they are on with us on these calls, and they give the actual updates of what's going on, and it is nothing that you're hearing in the media, including all of this transgender LGBT stuff. There are so many companies and sports teams that are backing way out. I don't know. I'm sure you know, Joe, because you know everything, because you're so on the, you got your finger on the pulse of America here. But everybody needs to understand that several companies quietly are completely shying away from the pride flag, the
yep.
emblem,
yep.
the clothing. They really are. And it is, we hear about it, on these White House calls, because our congressmen and women are on top of it and really fighting it. So just know they are fighting it as much as they can. And what I mean by fighting it is just to make sure everybody has equal rights, especially Christians. They are now seeing that men and women of faith, talk about Christophobia. That is becoming a real problem, and our attack on schools is utterly ridiculous, as you see, I see. And it continues.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it's kind of funny. A couple of things you're hitting on. Here in California, they were passing a law that was going to make all vaccines mandatory before, you know, children could attend school. There was such a backlash from the Christian community. They said, look, we'll pull our kids. We'll homeschool our kids. Okay? And you will lose the money. And the discussion changed to look at how much money we'll lose, look at the kind of financial problem we're going to have with the schools. We can't afford to do this. So they changed it from mandatory to recommended. Okay?
Smart.
Yeah. But here's the issue with that. I keep telling some of my school board friends, that doesn't get you out of the woods. Now the school board has to create a policy.
Correct.
That says, right? That says, hey, no, you do not have to have all these vaccines. The school, this district will not require you to have all these. That's how you make it work.
Right.
You know?
They all need to pay attention to the school boards. And I'm seeing people stand up and do this. So I don't know if you heard about what happened in Keller ISD, which is just down the street from us. ISD is the Independent School District. Did you hear about what happened, what they did today?
Today, no. No.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, yesterday.
There's been some kind of story about affirmative action being wiped out and the black community going back in the dark ages I've been following. But go
ahead. Okay, yeah. No, that's fantastic. I was following that, too. That, yes, they have gotten rid of affirmative action, saying that it needs to be on merit and volunteer activity instead of skin color, that it's a racist protocol, you know, a policy. And I'm like, yes, it is. Because of affirmative action, Joe, I could not get financial help. And I lived below the poverty line. I could not get financial help for college because I was white. And I remember it. And I had decent grades. And I volunteered. I mean, I had the ability to get in, but I couldn't get in. And I couldn't get financial help because of it.
Well, I couldn't become a cop in Miami because of it, but I think that was a good thing. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B after the break.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
Thursday news update. Democrats in Congress are demanding change in light of Thursday's Supreme Court ruling outlawing race-based admissions at the nation's colleges and universities. Congressman Joaquin Castro of Texas says affirmative action has given opportunities to underserved communities.
And today's Supreme Court decision ensures that our colleges and universities will look less like real-life America than they should.
He says if colleges cannot use race, then they should also be blind when it comes to legacy. Transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney says she's angry at Bud Light for not defending her against transphobic customers.
Mulvaney said ever since she posted a video promoting Bud Light, she's received a large wave of hate and transphobia. Mulvaney said she's been patiently waiting for the company to reach out, but they never did. I'm Brian Shook.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Music time. No dancing. Not during the show. Dr. Bridget Belson joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me and what she does. And you know, the simple black and white of what's going on, which is so great, so cool. Dr. B, you were just starting to tell me a story about what took place near you in Texas the other day.
Yes, so... I spoke a few times at for the Keller ISD, the Keller School District, just talking about, you know, the culture, the teen culture. I've spoken at many schools and churches, and I can come to a church or school near you. It's everything educators and parents and pastors need to know about what's going on, you know, human brain, all of that stuff, and I can explain that later. So anyways, I remember before I spoke like the third time there, I got up there, got my presentation ready to go, and the principal walked up to me and said, hey, there's a little concern with you speaking today. And I'm like, what? what's the problem? And she said, well, a couple of our teachers emailed me and said, do you know what she does for a living? Like, do you know who she is? And they're like, well, yes, she does this great, you know, seminar. She comes highly recommended. I've heard the seminar. And they said, well, she's not going to bring any of her background into this, is she? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she said, well, I hear, like, you're a Christian, that you counsel from a biblical worldview, and we can't have any of that. And I'm like, okay.
God forbid, well, we can't let that happen.
That's right. I go, well, I cannot separate God from who I am, because I'm not going to just like leave God at the door, but however, what I talk about with children, and it's all statistics, truths, facts, things like that. I don't bring, you know, church into it. She's like, oh, okay, good. Oof. You know, she was just like, okay. So, I'm speaking and I touched on, the LGBT trans issues that teens are dealing with just mentally, right? And the DSM-4, I went straight to the DSM-4, which is our, you know, psychological diagnostic manual. And explain the stats on suicide, you know, detransitioning, all of that. And boy, I got some boos and hisses. And I'm like, you guys, these are the facts. This is Harvard Medical School. This is, a University of Houston. This is the University of this. And it just blew my mind. But even straight up statistics and facts. So I'm like, well, this school district is going down a rabbit hole they're never going to get out of. So that was probably about 5 years ago that I spoke to them.
Wow.
And then back to 2023, they've got these policies that were brought to the school district, school board, and there were parents that were paying attention to their school board and the meetings and showed up. I believe it was over 50 parents.
Very cool.
More than that showed up, but 50 parents showed up to speak, and they ended up passing a bill that says that this school district bans LGBT and trans pronouns and bathroom accommodations. Mm. And I was just so shocked. But it is because, of course, the opposition showed up, the ones who wanted separate bathrooms and they want separate mental health and they want separate pronouns to be used by the teachers and by the students. And they had 50-plus people show up that said no, and here's why. And they were very dignified in their response, and they all wrote their two-minute speech, and they presented it. As you and I always say, right, Joe, is present it respectfully. There's nothing wrong with having truth and facts and having passion, but present it respectfully, follow all the rules, and you can get it done. And this was a school district I was very worried about. So they banned all of that. It's so sad to me that they have to even talk about this. But whatever your sex you were born with, that's the bathroom you use, or you will get kicked out of the school. So I just thought I'd mention that. I was very excited, and that's just to tell y'all, don't give up.
What's a y'all? You keep talking like that.
Huh? Y'all. Yeah. Texas. I know this California girl has been here 7 years, and all of a sudden I've got the y'all.
Yeah. No, it is so funny. Again, when you get into these schools, you get into what's going on, and they don't want to hear the truth. I 2 years ago when I talked at my own district with a bunch of people, the married gay man said it was
yes.
Great that SCOTUS finally got it right and took my emotions. In the consideration that allowed me to marry the person that I had been in love with for years. And I actually got up there, you know me, and I said, you know, I'm happy you got to marry the person you love, but emotions have nothing to do with the law. If SCOTUS made a decision based on emotion, then that was wrong. We are a rule law country, all right? What they did otherwise, anything goes. Why do the people come here? You know, but we can't be afraid to speak. And I still won the election the next year, and we are not in a conservative area. I will tell you that much. So,
I don't know that there's any conservative left in your area. I'm going to be in L.A. next week, a week from next, and I'm just like, and it's going to be in the movie industry, right? My daughter's filming a movie down there at Universal, and I'm just like, here we go. All right, Allie, get your Holy Spirit off.
Do you know anybody in the area that you might want to call on while you're there? I don't know. I'm just
Hey, Joey, you want to come watch and film a movie?
I'll throw my granddaughter in the car and come down and see you. But
yes, you should. You
she would love that.
Come
you know?
On over.
We'll see.
Yeah, they're filming on the Back to the Future stage. So I'm so excited about it.
Well, off air, I'll tell you my claim to fame at Universal. You'll get a kick out of it. But
okay. I don't know if I want to hear about that.
Well,
okay.
That's what I said, off air. So you remember a couple years ago, we had a couple years, 2019, we had a shooting at one of our local high schools. And there was a couple of girls were involved in the shooting and what have you. And it was really interesting to watch how they worked it out. So some of the kids came out totally against guns. Guns should be banned. Had a rally at the school and what have you. One of the young ladies, a few years later, she she came out and said that she was totally anti-gun. But as she did her own, listen carefully, as she did her own research, as she looked into what caused this kind of thing, as she really took the time to try to, because it was really playing with her psyche, she's now pro-gun.
Oh.
All right? Because she realized, finally, not being fed all that garbage, that you're, it's the gun's fault. We need to start paying attention to our kids. We need to start dealing with our children and their inability to cope. Because even high school kids are children, people. Really.
Correct.
So
yes.
You and I talk about this all the time. No coping skills. This girl was able to do the... I love girls do this. Boys don't do this. She was able to do her own research and really change her own mind about guns. What... I guess the question I have for you is... Two totally different characters, but I'm talking about two girls in particular. The one girl is still anti-gun, probably would say negative things about this girl. What snaps in the psyche? What snaps in somebody's mind to have them lock in on something, not to accept any logic, not to look at the facts? Why wouldn't they do that?
Yeah, so I would tell you it is all truly based in pride. You know, honestly, when you look at it, there's just a protection people get into that they just want to protect their own beliefs. You know, I have a right to have my own beliefs, and there's a fear that if they actually, and this is some people, that if they actually looked outside of it. Now, I'll tell you, there are two things I've run into with people, you know, working with people not only in the psychological field, but politically. First of all, it's the pride of it, right? I deserve to have these, and I know what I know, and blah, blah, blah. Just to follow, right? We're a bunch of followers in this world. To go against the flow takes immense courage. Now, the other set, and this is honestly, I feel for them. I will not understand it because people like you and I are not, you know, we are warriors. We are people who do go against the flow, and we like facts, and we do not follow everybody else just because. But there is a familial, you know, a real familial foundation that they've been raised in, and that can be either, you know, political party, religious affiliation, or just they don't want to be persecuted by their family. There are cultures that will kick people out, you know, for becoming Christian or for voting Republican or... It's incredible talking to Jesse, this girl Jesse.
All right.
So
you got to hold it. We got to go for commercial break.
But
I want to finish
good
this
story.
There we go. Show me your host. She'll be with me.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I think it's great. They made fun of the Democrats back in the 20s and 30s. Boy, this reputation has preceded them for decades. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring her back on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does pretty much every week. We go through some of the issues that you're going through, some of the questions that you want to ask, some of the things that you need to be cleared up. And in case you missed it, you can always go back and get the full segment, but I had asked Dr. B, you know, different personalities, different psyches, two kids on a high school campus, both of them witness a shooting, and they come out dealing with it so totally differently. And you were in the middle of your story, Dr. B, with Jesse.
Yes. And you guys, thank you for all your questions about explaining the psychology behind essentially what's called denialism, and I'll talk about it. It's basically denying the facts and just walking through a crazy, unverifiable reality. But yes, so So Jesse was my, you know, Shirley Hussar was my BFF, one of my BFFs that in politics. For 20 years that passed away. So I got to know Jesse. And Jesse is this amazing African, American businesswoman. She's, I love her so much. She's from California. And I'm listening to her and she's in like the rap industry and, you know, music and all of that. And I'm like, how the heck are you a conservative Republican? Like what, how, good job. You know, how did you do it? And she said, right. She basically said she was raised a Democrat and that's just what my family were Democrats. My neighbors were Democrats. Everybody on the block are Democrats. Black people are Democrats. And I'm like, well, how, what did it for you? Because you're like one in, you know, 100 in your, on your block. And she said, well, she ran for office. And she was reading through what she was running on and what the platform was for both parties. And she wasn't really, paying attention to Democrat or Republican. And she said, oh, perfect. Yeah, I totally agree with that one right there. And they're like, no, that's the Republican platform. And she's like, well, yeah, I agree with everything on there. And they're like, no, you have to run as a Democrat. And she's like, well, let me see the Democrat platform. And she read through. She's like, no. She goes, why, what? That's keeping people down. That's not letting people have freedom. That's not letting people have, no, I'm going to run as a Republican. So I'm going to change my party and run. And that's kind of how, and so she ran as a Republican and because she actually sat there and read it and it was logical in her mind and it was very America, an American value to the Republican Party. And she listened to it and now she is a lifelong, you know, conservative Republican. She's incredible. But why? Like, why didn't the other 15 people in the room see what she saw? And so there's a thing called denialism. I mean, it is purely psychological. Well, it's actually psychological mixed with spiritual because you read about in the Bible all over the place about spiritual blindness. And God will allow you to have it if you continue to be in a state of denial. And it's just denialism basically is just an irrational action that causes you to validate historical experience, events, people, you know, things that have actually happened, the reality of people. Denialism is when you just ignore it and it's completely irrational. It doesn't make any sense because denied facts are still facts. It's the funniest thing because you know, that's a TV. Well, I'm denying it's a TV and I'm calling it a lamp. And this is what we are seeing now with these trans youth and these transgender people. I am denying that I'm a male, even though you were born that way and that's what your DNA says and that's how God makes you, right? It's denialism and is irrational. And the fact that we have laws we're trying to pass and school boards that are trying to be inclusive, it's for something that is an irrational action completely blows my mind. It just really blows my mind.
You had a student reprimanded because there was another student in the class who identified as a cat. Okay.
Right? And we're going to put cat boxes.
We're going to protect little Felix or whatever female cat's name is, whatever. And yeah. And you're going, wait a minute, why would you do that? I mean, unless you really start trying some cause of mental issues, why would you do something like that? It makes no sense whatsoever.
That's where I have to say that it becomes a spiritual issue. And then you bring up a good point that people are like, then why do people continue to believe it? Why don't they snap out of it? And there is one explanation that we talk about in the psychological field for that, and it's called the phenomenon of belief perseverance. And it basically refers to people's like tendencies just to hold on to their initial beliefs, right? That foundation, that familial belief that they were raised on, even after they receive new information that perhaps contradicts or disaffirms the basis for their beliefs, including God or a school teacher or a pastor. Because you see all kinds of Democrats in churches, and they have belief perseverance. I mean, they still don't believe in America and the values and life, right? Life at conception and traditional marriage, you know, all these things. And kind of just this belief perseverance. I'm going to believe it because my grandpappy believed it and my this and that. And it is just so psychological. It is pride, though. It is, again, you know, we do this in our family because we've done it for 55,000 years. That's pride, and that's great. I'm not saying don't have family traditions. Please don't send me the hate mail about that. I'm not talking to that. But if you have a family tradition that is just like roasting live cats and hanging them out, I mean, that's not okay. Okay, you don't need to do that because it was a family tradition. It's not nice. So anyway, you know what I mean? People, you all need to really look at why you believe what you believe, if it is not kind, if it does not have a set of values and morals, right? The things we talk about, you and I, all the time. Our kids aren't going to be able to cope if they don't have a foundation that is set in, you know, that's life-breathing and life-inspiring and from God. He made this whole thing. He made this whole show. So...
You've got to ultimately go there. And you've got a great question in the chat room, which is, why do transgender people expect us to accept them when they could not even accept themselves and had to take drastic measures to make the changes?
Wow. I mean, that is a deep, that's a really deep, good philosophical, spiritual question. And that, you know, I have honestly asked a few of the people in that lifestyle a similar question, and they can't answer it. They can't answer it. And the reason why they can't, because they don't know. I was just looking through some of the Hollywood people that have transitioned, or whatever you want to say, and the unhappiness in their eyes, right? And the just the fight in them. They've become these cruel, mean, one-sided people, and it's like, how is that you're not, if you're so happy, then why don't you exude that? And it's true, they don't know. And this is where the enemy works, right? He finds the weaklings, he finds the people that are the weak followers. And so if you all, newsflash, if you all are following these LGBT and trans and feeling bad for them in that they need extra rights, I'll tell you, the enemy's got a hold of you. And I'm not saying don't be kind. Be kind. They're fellow human beings. We don't need to be. I don't like these alt-right people that are just bashing and unkind, because you're no different. You are no different. But it is okay to take a stand in your children's schools and in your home and in your churches for truth. And for things that are not abusive to children, and this stuff is abusive. These are mental health issues.
I got news for you. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I got to tell you. Those mothers, I've been yelling at them for weeks, those mothers who take their kids to those drag queen dances, I like, this should be someone at the door that just takes your kid away from you. How do you justify taking little Johnny, Susie, Sally, whatever, you know, who might be 7 years old, and some of them, I'm watching them, take dollar bills up to the stage and shoving them in the G-strings of these dancers. I mean, how does somebody with two brain cells that actually work take their kid to that?
It's unbelievable that that is part of this belief perseverance, that jump on board, right? And look at Hitler. He was a master at it. And I know people freak out when you bring up Hitler, but I'm not saying that Jews are compared to anything that we're talking about right now. I'm talking about what Hitler did and what the movement that he created and the people that just jumped on board. It's like, who would say it's okay to do that to people? But here we are. And gosh, Joe, every strip club, and I don't really know strip clubs around here, but they're always around the airports. I don't know what it is. But Dallas Love has...
Get away quick. I don't know.
It's so funny. Strip LA by LAX. They got all these, you know, girls. But they all write 21 and over, 21 and over,
well,
21 and over.
Well, Charlie Manson, surrounded by pretty young women, and
yes,
pulled off some horrendous stuff. All right. Top of the hour, Dr. B's agreed to hang around another 15 minutes or so. I got some other stuff I need to throw at her. If any questions, let me know. Head over to the website, joemessina.com. Hop on the chat room. Be back in a few minutes.